The Gemara Maseches Eruvin, actually in today's Daf Yudches 18a, records an incredible statement by the great Talmudic sage Rav Shimon ben Pazi. And Rav Shimon ben Pazi writes, Oili mi yitzri, oili mi yotzri. Woe to me because of my yetzer, my evil inclination, my negative proclivities, wants, and desires. Oili mi yotzri, and woe to me from my creator. Now, what's the meaning of this statement? And Rashi HaKadosh explains so beautifully. The Rav Shimon ben Pazi was saying like this, Oili mi yitzri, if I go ahead and I choose to appease my inclinations, my desires, and my wants, then my creator gets upset at me. And if I choose to go ahead and appease and worship and serve my creator in a dutiful fashion, then my yetzer, my inclination, my wants and desires get angry at me. Oili mi yitzri, oili mi yotzri. Either my yetzer, my wants and desires are upset at me because I haven't satisfied them, or my yotzer, my creator, is upset at me because I haven't satisfied and properly served him. And Rav Shimon ben Pazi here highlights the fundamental dynamic of the human condition, which is ongoing struggle. You see, my friends, we often think that when we find ourselves locked in spiritual struggle, we're doing something wrong. In other words, for some reason, we have this idea that if I was a proper and holy individual, I wouldn't be struggling. Tzaddikim, the righteous, don't struggle. Everything is clear. Everything is laid out. Everything is as it should be. Struggle, we often assume, is a manifestation of something broken inside of me. If I was whole, if I was complete, if I was as I should be, then I wouldn't struggle. But because I am deficient, because I am broken, because I am incomplete, therefore I have the struggle. And Rav Shimon Pazi tells us, that's not the case. Struggle is part of the very fabric of the human condition. It's the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. Struggle, internal struggle, doesn't mean that you're broken. Internal struggle doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you. Internal struggle just means that you're alive, that you're a living being. Because there's only one time that the struggle stops, and that's when you die. When life in this world ends, the struggle ends along with it. But as long as I breathe, there's always that struggle. And it's the most fundamental struggle, the struggle between the Yotzer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Yetzer, the most base and debased desires that often plague us. And it's a constant tug of war over my soul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribono Shel Olam, wants me to go in one direction. And my Yetzer, my desires, want me to go in a different direction. And the fact that Rav Shimon ben Pazi describes it as an ongoing struggle means the following. That some days the Yotzer wins, some days HaKadosh Baruch Hu wins, and some days the Yetzer wins. Sometimes I feel myself closer to the heavens, and sometimes I mamish feel myself not only on the earth, but literally mired in the mud of the most terrible, inappropriate, negative things. Some days I win, some days I lose. Some days are a Yotzer day, some days are a Yetzer day. So you'll say to yourself, well, doesn't that mean, again, I guess the way I look at my life is if I have more days that are Yotzer days and that are Yetzer days, that's a good life. More days that are Yetzer days than Yotzer days, that's a bad life. And I don't think that's the truth. I think that the definition of a good life is a life in which you are willing to engage in the struggle. You see, the worst life is when one goes ahead and admits defeat, when one stops fighting, when one stops trying to become closer to the Yotzer and simply gives in to the Yetzer. That's a life that's not worth living. But as long as I'm putting up the good fight, as long as I'm engaging in the struggle, it may be that yesterday, the Yetzer, my base desires and proclivities, they won. They won. They got the best of me. And I was close to the Yetzer and far away from the Yetzer, far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe yesterday wasn't so great. But as long as I'm willing to get back up, dust off, and continue to fight today, to try to shake free of the Yetzer and try to get closer to the Yetzer, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a successful life. Success is not defined by how many days you're with the Yetzer versus how many days you're with the Yotzer. Success is defined by your willingness to continuously engage in the struggle. Rav Shimon ben Pazi teaches us, Oili mi yitzri, oili mi yotzri. Someone's always going to be upset at me. Some days it's Hashem, and sometimes it's my yetzer hara. But may we have the koach to continue to fight, to continue to struggle, to figure out ways to overcome the yetzer, and try to become closer to the yotzer. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.